generated by the internet.
Hey, hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Ah, man. Dental work kicked the shit out of me.
Oh, geez. I know, it's not very fun.
It's okay. Hey, I'm a little lost here, and maybe you can help me understand.
Yeah.
How does the price from a VS1 to a VVS1 jump by $300 a carat?
I know. We bought them different times. We had different suppliers. But that was the only VVS available. I even checked the market to see what there was.
Okay.
I threw in that DVS1 last minute because we've had it here for a minute, and I saw how good the price was. That's why I threw it in there just in case the other one was.
Is that a good price? That hurts. $600 a carat?
Yeah.
So which one is old, which one is new?
The older one is the DVS1. The DVVS1 is a new stem. Yeah.
Okay.
But it was the only VVS1 D color or VVS D color that was available. So I at least grabbed it, but then I was like, because I didn't want to just send the DVS1 because I knew you mentioned she really, really was harping on that VVS.
Yeah. Okay. I
might be able to make more money on the VS1 at this point, just kind of help balance it out.
The thing is, we already have like a ballpark understanding that it's about $1,000 a carat, right?
Okay.
So $400 profit per carat hurts.
I know.
But
I gotcha.
I will show her anyway.
Yep.
I will explain to her that the prices of diamonds are slowly going up.
Mm-hmm.
And see what she says.
Okay.
But they're coming in tomorrow.
Okay.
So.
Perfect. And I finally got that necklace, so I have that heading your way too.
Oh, did it already ship?
Yeah, it went this morning.
Ah, okay. I'll just send it back. No big deal.
Wait, what happened?
She actually liked the 7K.
Oh, she did?
She told me, she was like, I'm glad you got a smaller one.
Oh.
Bought it.
I thought she was nicer quality and high-end
she
one.
She was. She fell in love immediately.
Oh, that's good.
Broke me.
Oh, so, good. Okay. Well, if it,
I will sit down.
For some reason I can still stop it, I'll stop it.
No worries. I'm happy to ship it back if need be. No big deal.
Okay. Never know who else may want it, though. They're been busy.
She bought the watch off my wrist. She bought my Rolex.
That's right.
Oh.
Crazy.
It was interesting. Yeah, now I'm going to go pick up a new one.
For yourself or to sell?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Got to replace my watch now.
Right. And then you'll just sell it again.
I might. I hope not. I hope I get to keep it for a little bit, but we'll see what happens.
I got
the new one I want is $18,000. It's a rose gold and stainless two-tone.
Mm.
So I hope I get to keep this one for a little bit.
Never know. Well, I know, like, I work with a Rolex store in Colorado, and the rules for Rolex for, like, brand new resale is crazy.
Yeah, gray market on the watch that they offered me is, like, 24-something.
Yeah.
And it cost me, like, $19,800 out the door. But I really don't want to sell it because it would be one of my two dream watches.
Right.
So at that
crazy.
Point, I'm very...
Yeah. I gotcha.
But
I gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know. She just wanted to spend money, dude. She gave me a check for $10,000.
Wow, that's huge.
My cost other necklace was $6,000. So yeah, she was in a spending mood.
I guess so.
I appreciate it though. I seriously,
of course.
I appreciate it. But,
well, keep me posted. I mean, let me know if anything else. Then okay.
Okay, sounds good.
Alrighty, thank you.
You know, if you can't cancel it, do you know when it's gonna come?
Tomorrow.
With this tomorrow, Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All righty. Thank you. Bye.